We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Welcome in to the College Football Hall of Fame. We are here on the second level, what they call Digital Drive, with Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Certainly glad to be here. Glad to have you along with us. So much going on. Talked a little bit about it last night when we were together. We're here until 7 o'clock, and we're going to kind of recap what went on. But such a huge week if you're a sports fan in this city, with the Major League Baseball All-Star Game in town that's happening tonight, and then of course SEC Media Days halfway home after four coaches took to the podium today, including Georgia's Kirby Smart, who we're going to hear from. We'll talk a little bit of Georgia football here. We are also going to hear from Rich Clark. He is the executive director of the College Football Playoffs. He took Bill Hancock's position, and this is going into his now second season after taking over for Bill. So we've got a chance today to visit with Rich. First time that I had a chance to be able to talk with him, but we did talk a little bit about where the playoffs may be headed, and we also talked a little bit about the selection process for who gets into the College Football Playoff, which has obviously been one of the big storylines here at College Football Media Days. Before we wrap up today, we're going to visit with our friend Gary Stokin with, of course, the Aflac kickoff games and the Chick-fil-A Peach Bowl that happens here in Atlanta. The Peach Bowl, by the way, will be hosting a semifinal game this year in the College Football Playoffs. So we'll talk with Gary. I thought Gary gave some really good stuff today, especially on the future of things, the future of bowl games that are not owned by ESPN. ESPN owns 20 of them. You have then the New Year's Six Bowls, the College Football Playoff, if you will. And Gary had some thoughts about those remaining bowls and what they can do to continue to survive and thrive. So we'll hear from Gary Stokin as we roll through this hour. Let's start first, though, with Kirby Smart and the University of Georgia. They kind of started things this morning, and Kirby Smart here on his 19th wedding anniversary today. His wife is in Mississippi with their youngest son, who plays travel baseball. He's playing in a baseball tournament in Mississippi. Kirby Smart here at SEC Media Days. Look, if you've followed college football, or heck, even at the professional level with these guys, That's the way you have to do, I guess, when you're a coaching family, as it were. Kirby Smart called his wife the best teammate that I could ever ask for. Now, I thought really the thing that that came from Kirby today was him talking about the youth on this Georgia team. And that's where I want to start, because and we'll play this. It's Kirby Smart from earlier today talking about the young team that he's going to have rolling into 2025.
Our team's going to be comprised of 54% first and second year players. Very big change for us. I thought last year was probably one of the most veteran teams I've been a part of. You guys know the COVID class has kind of aged out. So we had multiple players that were in their fifth and sixth year last year, especially across the offensive and defensive lines. We had a tremendous group that all went out kind of at the same time, aged out at the same time. And so we're going to be really young, especially on the offensive and defensive lines. But 54% of our players are coming into their first or second year.
So there's a couple of thoughts on that. Obviously, you heard Kirby talk about the COVID class. You know, I've had coaches, certainly with a lot of college basketball coaches that I have talked to. When you talk to them about the transfer portal, one thing they will say is that the portal gives you an opportunity to get old and stay old. And that's what a lot of college basketball coaches try to do is let me get that experience. Let me go get those guys that have already played some college basketball somewhere. A guy maybe that's been a two-year starter somewhere that we can get up, whether it's from a, you know, quote-unquote a mid-major or a lower level or whatever, we can go get a guy. It's obviously it's easier to do in basketball when you're only talking about five guys on the field rather than 11 in college football. Georgia has used the transfer portal a bit, but still, you're talking about a lot of guys that have played a ton of football, especially in the trenches. Let's hear again from Kirby Smart, because he was asked about player development, and he says this is the one thing you can't speed it up. You can't do that. Here's Kirby Smart from earlier.
You want to develop somebody, it takes time, it takes reps. We can't replicate reps faster. We can't speed up a guy's transition. The transition it takes to become a good football player is different for every kid. And I've been fortunate, you know, for the last 19 years of college football to learn that and learn that it takes what it takes and it takes time to grow those players. Now, I wish I could speed it up. I really wish I could speed it up this year, but there's no remedy or magic potion or we're going to go get this guy out of the portal or that guy out of the portal. It's all about continuity and what you do with each team.
It's about reps. You got to get that playing experience. And I think the way, look, if you're going to roll into a if you're going to roll into the season, especially in the Southeastern Conference, and be a little young along the line of scrimmage, the idea of walking into a season where you are playing Marshall and Austin Peay right out of the gate, nothing against the Thundering Herd or the Governors, all right? But let's face it, that is an easier schedule, an easier road to start off the season maybe than some that we have seen Georgia play in years past. You know, one of the other things Kirby said today, that he loved playing the big non-conference games. He thinks we're going to see more of that moving forward. Now, that's not going to be the case, at least early in the year. Obviously, there's Georgia Tech at the end of the year, the traditional rival for Georgia. But to start the year with Marshall and Austin Peay, you get a chance to kind of, I don't know, give these guys a chance to develop a little bit with some live game reps. Give them an opportunity to play, and especially with your offensive line and your defensive linemen, give those guys a chance to get reps. And look, it wouldn't surprise me against both Marshall and Austin Peay if you don't see those offensive, that starting offensive line and maybe the front you know, the front six defensively, or at least your first six defensive linemen, get a chance to play a lot well into the fourth quarter of both of those games so that they get that opportunity. We'll know more, by the way, about Tennessee by the time they face square off against Georgia in Knoxville on the 13th. But that looks to be the first big test that Georgia's going to have. Marshall, Austin Peay, Then you go to Knoxville, and then you get the bye week before you have to take on Alabama, that game being played in Athens. So, if you're going to have to start a season with a lot of young guys along the line of scrimmage, why not do it against Marshall and Austin Peay rather than, you know, against an Oregon or a Clemson or some of the teams that Georgia has played in the past. All right, when we come back, we'll hear from Rich Clark. He's the executive director of the College Football Playoff. He joins us right after this. Chris Goforth with you. It's our SEC wrap-up show from the second floor of the College Football Hall of Fame. SEC Media Days happening this week. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature, whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to or the succulents that adorn our homes. Nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently with offline maps and on-trail navigation. Download the free app today.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Rich Clark, the executive director of the College Football Playoff, spending some time with us. Rich, I spent many a summers at Media Days with your predecessor in Bill Hancock.
He's a hero. I love Bill Hancock. He is legendary, so that's great. And I appreciate you having me, Chris.
Tell me a little bit about your background. Bill, of course, folks would know from his time with the Sweet 16 and the NCAA basketball tournament. What about you?
Yeah, I'm a bit of an outlier. I was in the Air Force, actually. I retired about a year ago, and I was in for 38 years. My last job was as superintendent at the Air Force Academy, and I got approached by a search firm when Bill announced his retirement, and they asked me if I wanted to put my name in the hat. They said, "You're a long shot candidate." I said, "So I got a shot." And so I put my name in. I went through some interviews, and I ended up getting the job. So I feel real blessed to be here. It's awesome.
How does that military background now prepare you for a job like this?
Well, you know, I think, first of all, football is what brought me into the military. I got recruited to play football at the Air Force Academy out of high school, and I served my career. But everything I learned from football on the field, and just my values, my sort of leadership philosophy, and now I'm full circle right back. And it prepared me as a leader, but it also prepared me because being in the military and the team aspects and just how you have to work together as a group towards a common goal is very similar to football, and it's very similar to the college football playoff in our organization. So I think just the leadership and that idea of a higher purpose and moving the team towards it is very similar in both aspects.
Rich Clark, he's the executive director of the College Football Playoff, and he's with us here on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. You inherited a very healthy product, a product that a lot of people have more demand for.
Yeah.
What's the future? How do you, in your role now, guide this thing forward?
Yeah, so, you know, last year was my first year of the 12-team playoff, and I thought it went really well. One thing I knew for certain, though, 100%, was that we weren't going to get it 100% right. And so we made some adjustments for this year, meaning the ranking versus seeding. If you're familiar, last year the top four conference champions got an automatic bye over the first round. This year it'll be the top four ranked teams will get the bye. I think that's a good improvement, a small one, but coming up after next year, we really have to decide what format we're going to have. And there's a lot of discussion about the number of teams, whether it's 12, 14, or 16. And then is it going to be automatic qualifier or is it going to be done by ranking? So there's a lot of places, a lot of space for improvement here and where we're going to go into the future. But just generally, we just want to continue to raise up the playoff to where it's more of an event. You know, it's a great game. It's a great 11 games that we have, but we want to take it to event status where we celebrate college football in every aspect and really make this something that fans can embrace even more. They already do. They already love it. Like you said, there's great health within college football, but we want it to get even better. And so our team is committed to that and just making college football all that it can be.
A lot of talk about the role the SEC and the Big Ten play in shaping the format of the playoff. Can you expound on that and explain that when fans hear that? What really does that mean?
Well, so the way that the format is shaped is the discussion is led by the Big Ten and the SEC. Those two commissioners lead the discussion among the other eight conference commissioners and the athletic director from the University of Notre Dame. And they will lead it. They will try to build the consensus for whichever way we're going to go and whatever the format needs to look like. And then they'll make the final decision. And both of them have to agree upon what the final decision is. But it's incumbent upon them to get inputs from across the board, to bring inputs from their conferences, and to help us get to the right decision. So it's those two conference commissioners, but they have to really work across the lines with the other conferences, especially the Power Four. ACC, Big 12, Big 10, and SEC really have to work together very closely, but it's all of the commissioners. And then the format is kind of what I was talking about. There's some differences of opinion, but that's okay. There's an AQ idea about what the playoff could look like, and then there's a ranking idea. You've heard the 4-4-2-2-1 mm-hmm. format is the AQ, and the 5+11 is a possibility for another format option. You know, we have two very distinctly different options. That drives for some really good discussion, and I think that it's healthy, it's productive, and they just need some more time. And we try to bring them all the information that we can. We give them our thoughts and recommendations, and then ultimately our commissioners have to make this decision, led by the Big Ten and the SEC.
Rich Clark, he's the executive director of the College Football Playoff. Greg Sankey said here yesterday, if we can't reach a decision, we'll just stay at 12. We got to go to 16, right? I mean, we have to. There's too much demand for it not to be, for them to not find an agreement, right?
Well, there is a big appetite for 16. But that doesn't, just because you have a big appetite doesn't mean you got to eat, right? And 16 is good, and it opens the access up. But there's also some drawbacks, right? There's limited space to play those games. The season gets a little bit longer for our athletes. There's limited TV windows to play those games. But the access is more open. It allows more teams that might not otherwise be in the, you know, in the mix to do it, and fans want more games. So there's pros and cons both ways. There's pros and cons for 16, pros and cons for 14, pros and cons for 12. That's why it's so hard for our commissioners to really come to a good answer on this. But the bottom line here, they have to do what's right for their conferences, but they also have to do what's right for college football. And that's a hard balance to walk for them. But they're going to get there. They're going to find an answer, I'm sure.
So can you speak a little bit on what the process is for selecting who those teams will be, this in particular the at-large teams? There seems to be a lot of talk here about whether or not you play 8 conference games or you play 9, depending on what the committee's going to do. So what's the committee going to do?
Well, so the committee is our selection committee, 13 members. 5 of them are athletic directors, sitting athletic directors. We have former coaches, former players, journalists that are form that 13-person team, and they take in an inordinate amount of data. I mean, so much information. The data that they bring is mathematical. It gives them an opportunity for data-driven decisions. They also look at a lot of games. I mean, some of them will look at 25 games in a weekend. And then they come to the table, and it's their job to rank the top 25 teams in college football. And that is really their job. And some people will say, well, if we go to 16, does that change? No, it's still to rank the top 25 teams in college football, regardless of whether we're 4, 12, 14, 16. It's their job to do that. And then once they're ranked, then we place those teams into the format, whatever it might be. Now, of course, there's always in the back of their mind, you know, if it's 12, there's always that, well, what's happening with 13, you know, 14 or 15. If it's 16, it's going to be 17, 18, and 19 that are upset. There's always going to be someone that's going to feel left out no matter how many teams we go to. But ultimately, the committee's job is to not worry about how many teams we're bringing into the playoff. They're ranking the top 25. So that's going to be their charter going forward, and we're going to continue to do that.
Rich Clark, the executive director of the College Football Playoff. So what is the conversations like right now with your TV partners, in particular ESPN and ABC? Could we see the College Football Playoff possibly have some sort of streaming opportunities at some point in time for some of these games, where whether that's through an Amazon or a Netflix or whoever that may be?
Well, yeah, I can't speak for the TV partners, but I do know that streaming just generally in sports is gaining huge traction, and I mean more than just traction, it's happening. And I know that they're looking at that and exploring some of those ideas, but the bottom line is that we need to work closely with our partners so that we can get our games into the viewership of our fans in the best way possible. That puts College Football Playoff in the best light. So it's a constant working relationship that we have with them. And between ESPN, who is our current partner, and they obviously have ABC in their umbrella. We're also working with TNT and TBS to televise some of our games. So through the ESPN contract, but all in total, our goal is really to get this game into the households that deserve it and need it and want it, because we want our sport to grow, and we want people that love it to have it at their fingertips.
Finishing up with Rich Clark now. What's a college football Saturday in the fall like for you? How do you spend your Saturdays in September and October?
So we start our selection committee. It's in Grapevine, Texas, and we fly all of our selection committee members in on the Sunday of the last 7 weeks of the season, all the way through the conference championships, to do our rankings. So those weekends, I'm usually at home. I might go to a game here and there, but I need to sort of be grounded. The weekends before that, though, I'm going to football games, and I love it. And I love to be able to tell my wife, honey, I got to go to work today. I'm going to Ohio State, Texas. I'm going to Bowling Green. I'm going where, you know, I just love being able to go to the games and have that as my job. I will admit, though, I watch the games differently now. I'm looking for different things, but I still love it. And during the season, I watch a bunch of games on TV. I spend the whole weekend starting Saturday morning just watching games and then into Sunday watching the videos and just taking it all in so that we're ready to do the ranking when the time comes. But it's all about football, and I am blessed and honored to be in this job.
Is it hard to take like margin of victory out of the equation when you see a team win by 50 or 60? Is it hard not to put too much weight on that?
Well, I think there's a certain amount of margin of victory that you have to take into account. But there does come a point where, you know, it's overkill. You know, the margin for us anyway, from a judgment standpoint, you know, once you get past, say, 20 points, I don't know what exactly the right number is, but, you know, if you have 20 or if you have 40, you've beaten that team very soundly. Now, if it's 1 point, that's a big difference too, right? Because you're going, all right, this was a loss that was what we might even call a good loss versus a bad loss that someone lost by 20. So margin of victory does matter. And how a team plays, how they win or how they lose, does matter. And that's why you have to have human beings watching the game. Computers don't always determine how good of a win or loss a game was, but human eyes can see how it went, what were the other factors like weather, injuries, you know, was it a last second field goal that won it, or what did a team dominate the whole game? Those things matter, and human beings, our selection committee, really have a good eye for that and do a good job with it.
Rich, appreciate the time, man. We'll do it again.
Yes, sir. Thank you, Chris. I appreciate you, and thanks for what you do with football.
Rich Clark, he is the executive director of the College Football Playoff.
All right, stay with us. We've got more to come here from Digital Drive and the SEC Media Days at the College Football Hall of Fame. We'll visit with Gary Stokin when we return. We'll get to it next. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Out here, it's not only the amazing views, but the way time stretches out a little longer and how the breeze hits just right at the summit. With All Trails, you can discover nature's best with over 450,000 trails around the world. Download the free app today.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis Fountain Drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi Fountain Drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Chris Goforth on Digital Drive here at SEC Media Day, second floor of the College Football Hall of Fame. doing this following Dukes and Bell today, tomorrow, and again on Thursday. Now, tomorrow, a little abbreviated show. Atlanta United will take over at 6:30, so just 30 minutes tomorrow night. But we will spend a full hour with you again on Thursday as well. At some point in time, we've been able to talk to a couple of players, and at some point in time, I want to be able to get to those this week, including a fun conversation today with Connor Liu from Kennesaw, who is the returning starting center at Auburn. And Connor Liu, a guy that is getting some buzz about his potential in the NFL. You do a little research on the kid. There's some folks that feel like he could be a first-round draft pick in the National Football League. So we'll, again, going to try to bring you some of that here as we move through this week as well. Big day tomorrow, Billy Napier and Florida, Brent Venables from Oklahoma, Kalen DeBoer from Alabama, Jeff Lebby from Mississippi State, all on tap for tomorrow. We'll talk more about that in just a minute. Right now, we had a chance earlier today, visit with our good friend Gary Stokin. And, you know, Gary and I know we're getting close to football season. When I run into Gary Stokin somewhere and we get a chance to talk about what is happening with the Aflac kickoff game and the Chick-fil-A Peach Bowl, both of them played at Mercedes-Benz Stadium. It is a doubleheader this year with the Aflac kickoff game. You'll hear Gary talk about that again. This is from earlier today. It's our conversation with Gary Stokin here on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Gary Stokin with the Aflac kickoff game and the Chick-fil-A Peach Bowl. He's with us here on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Gary, I told you, I know football season is here when you and I meet up at a media day somewhere, right?
Every year. We've been blessed to be able to do this, and both have the great jobs that we have, and both in a great city to host great college football games.
Another huge year for college football in the city of Atlanta. Two kickoff games this year. We'll get to those. And then the Peach Bowl gets a chance to host the semifinal, which, look, that's quite the feather in the hat again this year.
You know, it's interesting. Within almost one calendar year, we'll play January 9th in the Chick-fil-A Peach Bowl CFP semifinal this year. But with a quarterfinal of Arizona State, Texas, and then the national championship game of the CFP, and then the semifinal of the CFP January 9th. Almost within a year, we'll host the major three things that CFP does in college football in the city of Atlanta, which is pretty cool. And our Arizona State, Texas Chick-fil-A Peach Bowl just got rated in the top five of CFP events in the history of the CFP, and our Georgia-Ohio State game, last semifinal game, was in the top five as well.
Let's talk a little bit, because obviously one of the big storylines coming into this is the expansion of the college football playoff by your association through the Peach Bowl. You run in those circles. I'm sure you've got some inside info you can share, right?
Well, all I know is what's been reported. We know that December 1st they have to make a decision, the commissioners and the presidents, to decide what the playoff will look like. Whether it's 12, stays at 12, whether it goes to 14, whether it goes to 16, from 2026 through 31. Then in parallel, ESPN will start to negotiate with Chick-fil-A, the title sponsor package, and then in parallel, CFP will come meet with us, and we'll start to negotiate. Hopefully, we've done a good enough job to continue to be quarterfinals and semifinals over the next 6 years.
Greg Sankey said earlier this week that if they don't find an agreement that we stay at 12, how likely is that to happen in your opinion?
You know, unfortunately, as we all know in business, a lot of things are driven by money. There's so much money on the table that would increase if indeed they do decide to expand that, you know, I think from what I hear and being at the media days in Big 12 and SEC so far, from what I heard at the spring meetings of all the conferences, it looks like most ADs and coaches and commissioners are probably thinking about going to expand to give more access. That's the feeling I get. Whether that's what they'll decide remains to be seen. I don't have any part in that decision.
What is you and I, we've talked a lot about the future of the kickoff games and even the bowl games, because at times there was a real, I think a lot of folks had questions about, well, we go to a playoff system, what happens to the bowls? Now, you guys have positioned the Peach Bowl, I think, very beautifully to continue to be in that mix going forward. Your thoughts now about the rest of the bowls. What happens, you know, the Bahamas Bowl, the Cure Bowl. I love that. Look, more college football on TV. I'm not going to complain, Gary. But what do you think the future is for those type bowls?
Yeah, that's a great question. I think twofold. One is it relates to kickoff games. Depending upon what the SEC and ACC does, there's been talk from the Big Ten that they want both those conferences to play 9 conference games. If they did that, the inventory is going to shrink for potential kickoff games, number one. Number two, if they go to 9 conference games in the ACC and the SEC, plus keep the rivalry games like Georgia, Georgia Tech, Clemson, South Carolina, Kentucky, Louisville, Florida, Florida State, that now gives 10 games that are very difficult games. And depending upon how the CFP is going to dictate what teams get into the playoff, whether it be 12, 14, or 16. Most ADs are saying, hey, let's wait and see how that's going to work out. So a lot of things going on related to the kickoff games. With respect to the bowl games, there's 20 games that are owned by ESPN. They care most about viewership. You got the 6 of us on the CFP side. Those bowls in between are very valuable. We were there once. Very valuable to their cities, to their states, to the teams that play in them, to the charities that are involved in those cities. So we need to keep those healthy. And for the players, the experience they get. What I would suggest is those bowls should go and the commissioners should take them over, pay an honorarium to those bowls, and let those bowls run those games for the commissioners. They could have better matchups, moving matchups around, and that would keep those bowls in business. You know, there's so many. I think what will work out for the best of the bowls also is these NIL contracts. I think the schools now will sign players from the beginning of the season all the way through the bowl games. So you won't see the opt-outs that you've seen in the past, which I think is good for the bowls and good for college football as well. So we need to keep a healthy bowl system for the good of college football.
Gary Stokin with us here on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Gary, with the Aflac kickoff game, the Chick-fil-A Peach Bowl. Let's talk about the kickoff games. Now, you got 2 coming up here, Tennessee, Syracuse, South Carolina, Virginia Tech. First, how's ticket sales?
Well, we're looking for sellouts in both games. Obviously, we've got 4 great fan bases. 3 teams finished in the top 20 last year. And, you know, as is normal in college football now, a lot of changes in quarterbacks. We got the Tennessee trade that happened with UCLA. So Aguilar, let's see what he's going to do for Tennessee. But, you know, Tennessee's been ranked in the top 15. Great defense. They're obviously always, with Josh Heupel being a great offensive mind, very effective on offense. So Aguilar is going to come in with, you know, a good team behind him. In the case of Syracuse, Fran Brown from Georgia went up to Syracuse, had 10 wins in his first season. I mean, they got 2 quarterbacks from the SEC. You know, you got Ricky Collins from LSU, and then I said SEC. Ricky Collins from LSU, and you got Joey Angeli from Notre Dame. So one of those quarterbacks going to step up. In the other game, you got Norris Sellers, who's going to be up for the Heisman from South Carolina, quarterback. And then in Virginia Tech, they got 2 quarterbacks. One, Pop Watson, who's a young sophomore, but very, very much a great athlete, can run the ball really well. And you got Drones, who's probably in his 6th year, I think. Big guy, runs the ball well, throws it well, very much experienced. So quarterbacks, if you don't have a quarterback, you can't win in college football. We got 4 good quarterbacks at least playing in these games. Sellouts. I did tell Steve Shaw of the NCAA that we're going to have both teams play in orange. And he thought I was serious. But we'll have 1 team in white, 1 team in orange in the first game. And then Cheryl Beamer scolded me because with her husband coaching Virginia Tech and her son coaching at South Carolina. We're going to call that the Beamer Bowl. She doesn't know what color she's going to wear for that game.
Two games in a year, not uncommon. You guys have done it before. Last time, 2022, is that correct?
That's correct, yep, yep.
What about future matchups? I know you guys usually work in advance. You've talked about maybe some of the scheduling issues that could possibly affect a game like that. Now, Kirby Smart today said he loved playing those non-conference, big non-conference games, especially to start the year. So, I don't know, maybe you work a deal while you're here today. What can you tell us about these matchups going forward?
Well, you're right. That's what we do here. We not only do radio but and media, but we're talking to the coaches and whatever ADs. Like last week I was at the Big 12, and a lot of their ADs come to their media days. So talking to ADs, talking to coaches, and, you know, hopefully we'll have an announcement soon on 26. But, yeah, you're always working ahead. A lot of schools have went out and scheduled home and homes, so it's making it a little bit more difficult. But and as we talked about earlier, we got to wait to see what happens in that 8-9 schedule with respect to the conferences. That's a little bit of the holdup of why we haven't announced 26 or 27 yet.
You traditionally, this has been a matchup of SEC, ACC type games. I'm assuming you would love to see that continue. Would you branch out and look at adding in other conferences if the need arises?
Yeah, most definitely. We did that with Georgia, Oregon in 22. We did it with Auburn, Washington. You know, we'll reach out if a team's ranked in the top 20, and we're going to get a good program come in here. Obviously, the ACC-SEC matchup worked so well for us with the Chick-fil-A Peach Bowl. We sold out 18 straight years. When we moved into the CFP, we knew we were going to get more national games. And so we took the ACC-SEC format, moved it into the kickoff game format, where most years we have ACC versus SEC, like this year. And that's more than likely where we'll stay. But if we can get a national brand to come in, we're going to do that as well.
Gary, appreciate the time. Enjoy your stay. You get to be at home for a change for this event. Good to see you, and I'm sure we'll talk again as we move through the summer.
Well, thanks again so much for having us. We appreciate what you guys do, and thanks for your support of not only the Aflac kickoff games, but Chick-fil-A Peach Bowl.
That's Gary Stoke, and giving us a little bit of time visiting, talking a little bit, not only about the games that are going to be played this year, but what the future may be, not just of the Aflac kickoff game, but bowl games in general. I thought Gary had some interesting thoughts. All right, big day here tomorrow, day number 3, SEC Media Days, Billy Napier in Florida, Brent Venables in Oklahoma, Kalen DeBoer in Alabama, Jeff Lebby from Mississippi State. DeBoer gets things started tomorrow morning. Looking forward to be back with you again tomorrow evening. Abbreviated show, 6 to 6:30. Chris Thomas coming up next. Sports Radio, 92.9 The Game.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis Fountain Drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi Fountain Drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky. But Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 50% off with minimum purchase, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.